The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
News in local currency.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Switching to Shopify helps you sell smarter at every stage of your business. Take full control of your brand with your own custom online store.
Wow, looks amazing.
Find more customers with our easy-to-use marketing tools. Piece of cake. And let the best converting checkout on the planet do its thing. Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Switch to Shopify today for a $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
You start getting a mismatch, and that's one thing that people are looking at a lot. How much is that a problem that's spreading around the emerging world?
Now, as investments, emerging markets have been rather out of favour for a few years now, and certainly since the central bank in the US first started talking about tapering or reducing its monetary stimulus last year. Should investors be thinking about ditching these investments altogether, or should they stay in?
As I said, it's not exactly like the 1990s, so I don't think you get the kind of contagion that we saw then, where people were forced to defend their currencies into the hilt until they couldn't anymore and they collapsed and corporates started going bankrupt, and that sort of spread like wildfire from Mexico originally through Asia, through Russia, back to Latin America. We don't have the kind of channels. You mentioned that countries have got a reputation for being better protected now than they were last time around. Big emerging markets have much deeper capital markets. They've done a lot to improve the profile of their borrowing, and lots of them have great big stores of foreign reserves, which helps them defend their currencies when they need to. So I don't think we're going to see a generalized rout, but people are having to be